Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, August 23rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, we have a stolen vehicle in Highlands County, a 1991 blue GMC Sierra 1500 single cab was stolen from the 300 block of East Waterway Avenue Northwest in Lake Placid sometime between late Saturday and early Sunday. If you have any information on the whereabouts of this vehicle, please contact Deputy Green at 863-402-7200. The vehicle, once again, is a 1991 blue GMC Sierra 1500 single cab. No VIN or any other information is available. If you have any information on this vehicle, please contact Deputy Green at 863-402-7200. Your local events and lots of them coming up this week, starting with this Thursday, the Ministry Center at 8475 Sparta Road in Sebring will host Engaging Heartland Florida Voters from 7 to 9:15 p.m. Guest speakers include Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, Florida House Member Webster Barnaby, Florida's committee man to the RNC Peter Fehman, and Congressman Greg Stube. Admission is free, but you must RSVP by going to www.highlands.gop. That's www.highlands.gop. For more information, you can call 863-381-5361 or area code 321-917-7991. Advent Health Clays and Camo Clay Shoot is coming up on September 10th, benefiting the Advent Health Lake Placid and Wauchula Foundations. It'll take place at the OK Corral Gun Club at 9449 48th Street Northeast in Okeechobee. You must RSVP no later than this Friday in order to attend. For more details, you can call Kirsten Turner at 863-402-5525. Sponsorship opportunities are still available. Once again, for more details, you can call Kirsten Turner at 863-402-5525. On Friday, August 27th, the Pacer Group and Career Source Heartland will be hosting a job fair. Several entry-level manufacturing positions will be available. It'll be held at their engineering facility at 2515 Commerce Court in Bowling Green from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, it's at the Pacer Group Engineering Facility, 2515 Commerce Court in Bowling Green. It's brought to you by the Pacer Group and Career Source Heartland. And coming up this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Fort Meade Fighting Miners in a non-district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't be there in person, we'll have Wes and the gang bring you live coverage of this matchup right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw on your Hardy County radio dial, AM 1310 and FM 102.1, or you can listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Neuro Restorative is looking for a maintenance worker, a high school diploma or GED, 1 year of maintenance experience, and a knowledge of electrical tools and equipment are required. Lakeside Neurologic is still looking for a switchboard operator, a high school diploma or GED is required, and Utilitech Incorporated is looking for an IT technician, an associate's degree in computer sciences or related field, and 5 years of computer networking experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 101. Partly sunny with a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 8, very high. Winds south at 5 miles per hour with gust up to 7. Humidity is extremely humid at 68%. The dew point 76. Cloud cover is 45%. Visibility is 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 16,400 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly sunny. Scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms early in the afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon with highs in the mid-90s. South winds around 5 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain and heat index values up to 106. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening with lows in the mid-70s. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tuesday, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-90s. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. Heat index values up to 105. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, after 15 years as the Florida Farm Bureau president, John Hoblick has announced his retirement. Hoblick says his retirement becomes effective at the end of his term, which concludes at the Florida Farm Bureau annual meeting in October. He says after 25 years of service to the state's largest and most influential general agriculture organization, it's time to return to his farm and family who stood by him all these years. COVID is again creating concerns about delayed product movement in China. Since the July outbreak of the Delta variant, the Chinese government has imposed strict countermeasures in affected areas to try and contain the virus. U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President Joel Haggard says China's heightened restrictions have not yet had a significant impact on red meat demand, but the situation has prompted more cold storage inspections, raising concerns about shipping delays. The USDA has released a reevaluation of the Thrifty Food Plan used to calculate Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. As a result, the average SNAP benefit will increase 21% or $36.24 per person per month for fiscal year 2022, beginning on October 1 of this year. It's the first time the purchasing power of the plan has changed since it was introduced in 1975, reflecting notable shifts in the food marketplace and consumer circumstances over the past 45 years.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin 90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin 90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Looking for help with barriers to U.S. peanut exports? David Scott, chair of the House Ag Committee, and Sanford Bishop, chair of the House Ag Appropriations Committee, want the U.S. Trade Representative, Catherine Tai, to work to eliminate the European Union's non-tariff trade barrier for peanuts. In a letter to Ambassador Tai, Scott and Bishop say the EU's extreme testing standards have cost U.S. peanut farmers up to $170 million in recent years. Bob Redding of the governmental affairs group, the Redding Firm, spoke with the Farm Monitor at the recent Southern Peanut Growers meeting in Florida.
We have the safest peanuts in the world, yet we're expected to meet a higher standard. We're expected to meet a higher standard than other commodities that would be in our class for the EU. It makes no sense whatsoever. USDA, AMS, they test our peanuts.
U.S. farmers say the issue is the EU's unreasonable standard for aflatoxin, a naturally occurring toxin found in peanuts and other crops. The FDA established a maximum threshold for aflatoxin at 15 parts per billion for raw peanuts. The EU enforces an extra level of testing at European ports and maintains thresholds for aflatoxin that range from as low as 2 parts per billion. Carl Zimmer, president of the U.S. Peanut Federation, said U.S. peanuts are tested at every level of the supply chain and are some of the safest and highest quality peanuts in the world.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Farming in the 21st century requires data-driven technology and product decisions that are rooted in on-the-ground insights. At Simplot Grower Solutions, we're in your fields and by your side to help you grow yields and profits. Simplot is a pioneer and innovator in plant nutrition and agronomic science. Our local experts offer grounded advice to help you get the most out of every acre. Go to SimplotGrowerSolutions.com to see how we can be a one-stop resource. Simplot Grower Solutions, a partner you can grow with.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ended higher on Wall Street, but not enough to erase the market's losses from earlier in the week. The S&P 500 added 0.8%, but still posted a weekly loss after 2 weeks of gains. The benchmark index set a record high on Monday. Trading was mostly subdued, with earnings reporting season winding down for U.S. companies and relatively few economic reports. Ross Stores fell 2.7% after issuing a full-year forecast that fell short of Wall Street expectations, while Foot Locker jumped 7.3% after blowing past analyst forecasts. The Dow gained 226 points to close at 35,120. The NASDAQ was up 172 to 14,714. The S&P 500 added 35 to 4,441. New York oil fell $1.44, closing at $62.32 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. The Phillies topped the Padres Sunday. Philadelphia pitcher Kyle Gibson started the game, got the win, allowing only just one run in eight innings, said he felt great on the mound.
That's probably the most locked in I felt since a couple starts before the All-Star break. I think, fixing my eyes and, fixing a little bit of delivery stuff allowed me to kind of, use that glove side fastball a lot better.
Reds beat the Marlins. It was the Cardinals over the Pirates. Brewers beat the Nationals. Diamondbacks 8-4 over the Rockies. Mets snapped the Dodgers' 9-game win streak with a 7-2 win. Braves hand the Orioles their 18th straight loss. Royals beat the Cubs. And it was the Giants over Oakland, Rays shutting out the White Sox. Tigers beat the Blue Jays, Mariners over the Astros, and the Indians beat the Angels 3-0. In that Tigers game, Miguel Cabrera became the 28th Major League player to hit 500 home runs. This is SRN Sports. Case Keenum showed why Cleveland invested in him to back up Baker Mayfield. He threw a touchdown pass and led the Browns to a 17-13 win over the Giants Sunday in NFL exhibition games. Keenum finished 9 of 12 for 74 yards while playing most of the first half. The Browns, though, rested Mayfield. They also rested All-Pro defensive end Myles Garrett and most of their starters for the second straight week. One other game in the NFL, Trey Lance threw two touchdown passes and continued to make his case to be San Francisco's Week 1 starter as the 49ers rallied for a 15-10 win over the Chargers. Lance, the third overall pick in April's draft, had a rough start, though. He completed only one of his first six passes, was picked off in his first three series, and then finally settled down with scoring drives on two of his final three drives. Lance finished with 8 of 14 for 102 yards and won the duel of former North Dakota State quarterbacks Easton Stick, starting on the other side. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, or visit them online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: I read recipes the same way I read science fiction. I get to the end and I think, well, that's not going to happen. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.